always wanted to be beautiful, sexy, seamless. 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby, feel it all so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow.
Soul glow.
Yes, the National Jerry Curl Championships is here, folks. Me and Javon are actually going to be doing a preview episode of the National Jerry Curl Championships. The best 40 Jerry Curls in the history of man will be in full effect in this, not this episode we're going to talk about a little bit, but me and Javon are going to do a preview episode for that that you could check out that's going to be coming out right after this episode. So make sure you tune in to that. Go to the Stroud Low Cash fan page or the Straight OLC Twitter page, or click the link or check the link in the show notes or on the page and go vote for the first round in the National Jerry Curl Championships. The best curls of all time are battling it out. Just like the NCAA tournament, we got the National Jerry Curl Championships, NJCC. Check it out. Support it. Thank y'all for all y'all love and support. Back, Stroud Low Cash. We back. Reminisce. What's been going on, my brother?
Man, we back. We've been gone for what?
Yeah, I know, man. People
a couple
like,
of weeks.
Fuck? But we back though, man. We back. Shout out to Javon, man, been performing all over the country, man. Right. Out in New York. Shout out to him doing his thing, man. He'd be at the Comedy Cellar this next week. So the week of the 25th, he'll be there. So if you're in New York, go check him out. He'll be there doing his thing. So let's get into our guests. These ain't even guests. These are family. The brothers from the best sports show podcast I know, In the Zone Sports, Palmer and my man Arlington H. Rain Lane. What's going on, fellas?
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate
it
very much, man.
Yeah.
It's always fun to be on the other side of the mic.
Let me tell you something, man.
So last time Palmer was here, we discussed the NJCC, the National Jerry Curl Championship Tournament. Championship that we had. And we said we were going to wait to the NCAA tournament to do it. And it's here, folks.
Yes.
We have it. All right. So we're going to start right out with it.
Get your soul.
Let's get it. So there are playing games. So we're going to have it all on the Stroud Low Cast Facebook fan page. If you can't, but you're going to have a voting, you can vote on the page. We're going to have a matchup. You vote for it. If you don't, if you're not on Facebook or something, then just email us.
I know who I'm voting for.
So this, we ain't gonna let y'all know who playing the next rounds until after the opening round. So you don't even know. You don't be mad yet because you ain't seen the full bracket. These are the people that were at the lower tiers that got to play in to get into the tournament.
They qualify.
They got to qualify to go up against the number one seeds.
And get their ass
there
later.
Are four. There are four. The four regions: sports, R&B, rap, and movies and TV. Those are the four quadrants. Those are your four regions. All right. Number one, I'll give y'all the number one seeds. Let's go to number one seed in rap is Ice Cube. He is the number one seed for rappers in the rap bracket. The number one seed
on the sports side, Deion Sanders is number one seed.
That's my vote.
The Jerry Curl.
That's my vote.
He is a number one seed in the R&B section. Michael Jackson is the number one seed of R&B stars. And in the movies category, the number one seed, I ain't gonna tell y'all number one seed. That's the most packed area. We had actually two playing games on the for the movie side.
Wow.
There are two playing games. All right, so let's go into these opening round games, and y'all can weigh in, brothers, and you know, put y'all votes up.
You can even put in.
Yeah, like I'm not even gonna tell y'all. Y'all's gonna be like, oh wow, yeah, this, right. You know. Let me go to my text. All right, so first up in the R&B section, El DeBarge versus Jamie Foxx playing game to see who battles Michael Jackson in the next round.
Well, one of the things I like El DeBarge in this matchup, and you have to use the Motown association, you know, with Michael Jackson and DeBarge. I really don't like Jamie Foxx's chances in the open round.
He didn't keep his curl that long. That's why he couldn't be in the main bracket.
See, the thing, man, I don't want El DeBarge to go against Michael Jackson, man, because he's gonna get destroyed, man.
I mean,
let Jamie get the destruction.
It's an 8 seed versus a 1 seed. I mean, it can happen.
Give the destruction to Jamie, man, because you already know Michael.
So you gonna vote for Jamie just to get destroyed by Michael Jackson?
Right, man. Let's get him dead. No, man, you can't do it to El DeBarge like that, man. No.
All right, next up, AC Slater versus Stacy from The Wood in the movie category. Woo-wee! That's how much heat we got in the movie section. The movies region is a killer. That's how much heat we got. AC Slater versus Stacy from The Wire is a playing game.
DeAndre Bonds against AC Slater.
I'm going with Stacy on that.
I'm going to roll with Stacy.
Come on now.
Man.
You ready to break another kind of show this season?
All right.
Stacy's going to win that one.
Back into the sports playing game, Tommy the Hitman Hearns versus Sugar Ray Leonard for the playing game to see who goes against Deion Sanders.
Well, I tell you what, man, I would really give the advantage to Tommy Hearns. You gotta think about that.
Tommy got his ass whooped so bad against Hagler, the curl wasn't even a curl by the end of that with the 90 minutes of hell. His curl was gone.
See, now you starting to understand where I'm coming from.
I mean,
you don't put the good people against Deion,
I mean, he
like
literally beat a Stephen A. Smith hairline into
I mean, and the curl is just popping. I mean, that curl is just juicing back and forth the whole time.
I'm gonna stay with Hagler on that one.
No, you going with Sugar Ray or you going with Tommy Hearns?
I'm sorry about that.
I'm going with Tommy Hearns.
What about you, Tommy Hearns?
He had that Jerome perm. Right. Boy.
Oh, what was my man Jamie Foxx character on In Living Color when he had that Jerry curl? He was always getting his ass beat. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, you talking about Carl the Tooth Williams. That's a real person. You know that, right? That's a real boxer. He made that off of.
Yeah.
That got his ass whooped by Tyson.
Tyson.
But now it's a real dude. It's called the Truth Williams is the real boxer's name.
Wow.
But so he took it and called it Tooth Williams.
Okay.
Actually, that is a sneak peek. And you may need to join this bracket. That is a good one.
Yeah. All right. Next. Kind of fresh, though, man.
Next up. And we're going back to the Hollywood section. Jerry Curl from Hollywood Shuffle versus Frenchie from In Living Color.
So it's
Keenan Ivory Wayans, two characters going against each other for entry into the field of 32.
Well, and this, I had to go with Jerry Curl, man, because it was the originator. Because, you know, get to In Living Color. You know what I'm saying?
Got Frenchie, though, too.
Yeah, but by the time he started doing the Frenchie, you start to see him incorporate more juice.
That's what I'm saying. That's a hard one. That is a tough one. That is 11-11. That's 11 versus 11 matchup.
I mean, when he did like that, I mean, Jericho was coming to your TV a little bit.
Tell me how much water had to, how much juice had to go on the cameras, man. All right.
So that one's up in there. Huh? Yeah, that one's up in there.
I would say the original. Me originated, he said.
I take Juicy.
He's taking Frenchie, so yeah.
Taking Frenchie?
Yeah, he'll take that.
What about you, Rim?
I'm going Jerry Curl.
You going Jerry Curl?
His name. You can't really.
That's an original, man. I'm like, why would you go against him?
Right.
All right, back to the rap category. This is the last playing game. South Central Cartel versus Ronnie DeVoe.
South Central Cartel. They had more fullness.
A little bit more body in their curls.
Yeah.
South Central Cartel versus Ronnie DeVoe.
Ronnie, his was kind of spacey.
That's why he's in the playing game. That's why he's in the playing game.
No, I got to roll with South Central Cartel.
South Central Cartel. All right. There is a sleeper pick that I would like people to know. He is in hockey. He is a goalie in hockey. That's all I'm going to say. And his nickname is Pookie. No bullshit.
What?
If y'all, that's all I'm saying. Look, he's so good. He's a 3-seed.
Damn.
And nobody people ain't gonna understand why he a 3-seed until they Google his name and see his picture on Facebook or on the voting. Because it is luxurious, and the fact he kept it under a helmet.
What year, man?
Oh, this is early 80s, early to mid 80s. Yeah. He's from Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's where all the black folks from in hockey. Especially in those days, especially in the early 80s.
Lord, man. Oh. Yeah,
his name is Pookie, is his nickname. That's a part of his name. Okay. He is a third seed.
He got me on that. First, when you talk about black hockey players, I'm thinking Kevin Weeks. I'm thinking of a goalie. We say goalie, Kevin Weeks. Wasn't Grant Fuhr because his hair was too straight.
Nope.
But it was a Pookie.
Hmm. Yeah,
man, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna go with Pookie just because
he's a 3-seed. He's my sleeper pick to win it all, to upset Dion. That's how luxurious this curl is.
A brother from Nova Scotia with a curl
in hockey. You got all those different layers. He kept going up the scale. Every time I looked at his name, I was like, and his name is Pookie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eldon Wade Reddick.
Pookie Wade Reddick.
Goaltender from 86 to 94, man. I was like, oh, my God.
Look at his curl, though. Check his curl, though.
Okay.
Check the curl.
I'm going to check the curl out, check man. Check the I'm curl out. Right
and now. Keep in mind that this curl is under a helmet in hockey. There's no reason for him to have a curl.
Oh!
The curl is luxurious, man. The curl is luxurious. He's a 3-seed,
man.
Wait,
you ready for this, dog? Great.
He's my Cinderella pick to win it all. He is my Cinderella pick to win
you
it
ready
all.
For that?
He don't got Dion, though, dude.
Man.
I don't know, man.
Yo, you got to see him on the ice
serious?
With
it. I don't know, dog.
Yo, he's in hockey rim doing this. Right. You got to think of the different layers of this, man.
You got a mask on, too, right. Man. And, you know, all that sweat stuff, dog.
I bet the fumes. I bet the curl fumes.
That's probably why he wasn't as good, though.
Yeah, curl fumes fucked him up, man.
He was giving like 5 goals a game. I would have gave up only 2 if it weren't for that damn Jerry.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So that is your playing games for the NJCC. I'm going to tag you.
Holy shit. Let me see that curl again. Oh, my goodness. Damn,
the
player.
NJCC tournament. National Jerry Curl Championships here, folks.
And he played with the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, I think he played for the Islanders, too.
He played with Evgeny Davydov. See, my boy.
There you go.
Yeah. So shout out to that brother though. There he is. That is before the brackets are fully released.
That is just.
That is this. Watch out for him. Watch out for him. That's all I'm trying to say. Is watch out for his curl. It is luxurious.
It is. It has a lot. It has a lot of bounce to it.
Have a bounce to
yes,
it.
Yes, it does.
And he's playing hockey. And he's from Nova Scotia. I mean, God damn, man. There's so many layers to go with that, man. He says he's like Northwestern, man. He's like Northwestern this year, man. He's the story that, you know, it rolls a tear down my eye. You
my
know, when I discovered him, it brought a tear to my eye when I saw the curl. You know, I was like, this is a Cinderella story right here. And then I kept thinking, like, no, he ain't going to be no Cinderella. He need to be a high seed. He coming out the Mountain West and only lost 2 games. They 30-2 out the Mountain West. You don't know about them. But they didn't knock off some of your favorite teams.
I
have a question.
Yes.
Is Jules Winfield in the movie
he
The
is,
TV Cat?
He is in the field. Yes, he is.
That would be my pick.
Yes, he is. Would you all like to name some other pictures to see if they're in the field? I mean,
let's do that with Jules Winfield in that category.
I'm going to throw out that St. Elsewhere, Eric LaSalle.
Yeah, well, Eric LaSalle did not make the tournament.
He made the NIT.
Pedro Martinez made it.
Oh, yeah.
He's the number 2 seed.
Look, these curls
are very popping in these different categories.
Man.
Just saying.
Wow. Okay.
Full force is in the field as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I had to put them in the rap category because they was in house party. Even though they sing just the logistical situations. You know, sometimes you got to move people from one region to another for logistical purposes.
I might go for Jules Winfield to win it all now, man.
Oh, no, no, no. You ain't seen show enough in the category. Oh! That's in that field, in that region.
That's right. You did say it was stacked.
So. Oh, it's stacked, man. That if you come out the Hollywood region, I don't know. You battle tested. You are battle tested coming out of the Hollywood region. Look up, think about AC Slater is in the playing game.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
that's deep. Richie and Jerry Curl are in playing games.
That's deep. That's deep.
So these are how luxurious these curls on the Hollywood side are.
You're right.
They are luxurious, man. Mm-mm. We do have women in the field, too.
Oh, yeah?
We do. Okay. On the R&B women's side, Ola Ray is the number two seed in the R&B category for women. I mean, she's in the field. She's number two behind Michael Jackson. She's the number two seed.
I see why you did that.
She's in the bottom of the. She's in the bottom of the record.
Okay.
Number two seed.
I see why you did.
I want to know this. Mm-hmm. How many Jacksons are in the tournament?
Because we only allowed two.
Two.
There's two Jacksons in the tournament.
The Tito, the one.
No.
Oh, okay.
The other y'all know who it is. Jermaine is in the field.
Oh,
I tried not to get him in, but dog, yeah,
Jermaine is in the field. Come on, man. Jermaine is in the field. All right. Ola Ray is in the field, and Evelyn Champagne King is in the 4-5 game. She is in the 4-5 game.
Ooh, and she's shiny. Oh,
yeah,
shiny.
Oh, Google it, folks. Oh, when you see how luxurious this curl is, she couldn't be in the playing game. She's got to be in the big boy field at the beginning.
My folks had the old Jet magazines from 84, 85, around that time, 83. Luxurious. And you can see her hair just shining. Just
Roger Troutman is in the field of the R&B categories.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Luther Vandross is in that field.
Big Luther, right. Big Luther.
I mean, whatever Luther we want at that time.
Prince had curls.
See, yeah, that was me and Javon went back and forth.
Or was it too dry?
No, we permed. A lot of people had to get dropped there because people were going to be like, no, it was perm. He had a perm. No, that wasn't a curl.
It was permanently curled.
Perm.
Just a perm.
He just had a perm. That's a perm. That was a perm.
I thought he had curls at one time.
He always had his hair perm. No, he always had primped and permed. It's always primped
and
permed.
Any TV personalities that made the field? You know, we got the people in the movies, like any TV personalities?
Yeah, we had TV. It's TV people in there.
This is just the first. This is the first go around. We have to tune in, I guess.
Yeah. You guys
called a teaser. That's a teaser.
That's a little teaser. It's some great ones though in this field, man. It was hard. I mean, we went back and forth, you know, on a lot of these, man. Some people had to make the NIT. We may do an NIT.
Maybe
we dropped the losers from the playing games to a small NIT bracket.
You get like a team of, you got an eight group.
Because it was some left off, you know. One that did not make it was Felix Jose. That was a very, the sports category was real tough. You know, you got Pookie in here now, folks. He made the field. Now, that's how curls have to be. Pedro Martinez is our two seed in that field. So you have to know these curls have to be at the high level of curl to get there.
Tito Landrum had a nice curl when he was with the Cardinals.
Tito Landrum was considering votes. He was considering votes. He was definitely considering votes in this.
AP rankings on this one, dog.
Willie McGee almost made it. We almost played this for hometown.
That's he might have thrown Vince in.
We almost had a whole Cardinals team thing. That was gonna be one actual slot. The 84 Cardinals. We're gonna put the 84 Cardinals as a team.
David Green, boy, he had that. He had
Lonnie Smith too.
It's gonna be 84 Cardinals. Were going to be their own collection.
Well, how about we say that? We'll say that for the next go.
Yeah. Now we may bring these back. You may have to come back the next year to win again. So you may have to come back to hold your crown down. We got some good ones. Eazy-E is in the field.
He better be.
He is the two seed in the rap category.
DJ Quick?
DJ Quick is in the field.
He ain't saying a word, but he's in the field.
He's in the field. He is in the field of 32. The field of 32. We may have to expand it to 64. We have to do it just like they did with the original. We keeping it real simple. You had to win your conference tournament like we did back in the day to get into this field. You had to win your conference tournament. Well, you know, in the window conference.
Everybody else is at large, right?
At large bids, man. That's all we got left. So, right. Shout out. So, look forward to the NJCC, man. So
that's what's up.
Let's go. You know what? Y'all got sports dudes here. Let's do mostly sports topics, man. Y'all.
All right, man. Let's do it.
Let's get involved. Is he a genius or is he crazy?
This is what I'm going to say about that, man. The marketing ploy he doing is excellent, man, but he's an idiot. I would say shout out to the NBA on TNT. They messed around and went on Twitter and said, have you seen LeVar Ball's highlights?
Yeah.
And there was nothing on the Google search. So I'm saying, man, right. So LeVar Ball is all for LeVar Ball because he wants to live through his sons. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get that opportunity, I guess, you know. So now he's talking about this $1 billion. It's mostly for him. The sons are sitting there saying, man, I don't care what my dad say. I'm like, you're not going to really say nothing bad about your dad because that's your pops. You know what I mean? So,
and you're not gonna front him out publicly, but I feel for his kids, though, because your child is not going to be next Kobe or the next LeBron.
But do we not know that, though? But look, I wish my daddy would ride me like this. Like, I had, shout out to my dad. He got mad at me off my Facebook status and everything. Because he texted me. He's like, I'm not saying nothing wrong with your father. I'm just saying he ride for those boys, though. Like, from all intents and purposes, if you read their background, like, he's always there for them.
Yeah.
You're always, like, he goes to bat for him.
Right.
He's crazy as cat shit, no doubt. But I wish my daddy would have rolled for me like this.
Put it this way. Remember when Michael Jordan did his Hall of Fame speech and he was talking about his kids? He said, I feel sorry for y'all. He did that publicly.
Yeah.
Publicly, he did that in front of his kids.
Now, I wouldn't want to be Michael Jordan's kids at all.
That's what I'm saying, man. They
probably got like cocaine habits, all kinds of stuff.
Who knows? That's what I'm saying. But my point was that the dad spoke up, even though it may have been batshit crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ball is going to do whatever he can to make sure that those boys get paid, and he do too.
Yeah. But I mean, for all intents and purposes, I heard he did not take any money or AAU money and stuff. Like, for shoe deals, none of that stuff.
Of course not.
No, what I'm saying, he didn't take one. He had it because he coached his kids' AAU team coming up. He didn't take no money from shoe. Because basically, if he'd have took shoe money, he would have owed them on the, well, in theory, they'd have been back thinking, end. Like, yeah. I'm going to sign you on the back end.
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm, yo.
That's what I'm saying. It's somewhat genius. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all the brand and, like. This probably won't work. Like the percentage of this working is very low.
Right.
But if it hits, though, shit.
Right. It's gonna look good on. It's gonna look good on that end. You know what I mean?
We're gonna do a documentary on him.
Question. TV series, all that kind of.
There's gotta be a 30 for 30 about this in general, though. After 3 years,
you seeing it formulate before our very eyes, man. But I just think that as a parent. And, you know, I play sports and whatnot. I would rather my parent not do that shit because that shit could be embarrassing. That shit could put additional pressure on yourself. And I would rather you do it because you love to do it. My daughter in the other room, she almost, 6 feet tall now. People say, why she not playing basketball? I don't want to force it.
If she doesn't want to play, she don't
want
to play.
Yeah, she, you know, but I do see a lot of fathers now more so trying to live vicariously through their children. You look at this money that these guys are getting. These mid-level guys in the NBA, Timothy Mozgov got $66 million. You look at that money is guaranteed money. You know, unless you do something totally, totally asinine like Jason Williams was riding a bike when he played for the Bulls and totally, fucked himself up. So that's how I look at it. Just like, damn, man, that's why Earl Austin wrote the book about parents need a straitjacket. You know, because sometimes parents kind of get a little beside themselves. But I'm just sitting back. I'm like, wow, this cat is really, really, really pushing that shit like that.
Oh,
but,
he's killing it.
Yeah.
He's killing it.
Yeah, he is. And we'll see if it works.
Look,
man.
The farther they go in the tournament, the better for ratings, though. Look.
Absolutely.
He act a dumb. I want these white folks to be, because they're going to get mad every round.
Must like, it's see gonna be,
because
TV.
He's, oh, man. I picked him to go to the Final Four just because of, not because of the team, because of the daddy. Hell? I just want to see the daddy wild out. Think about Lorenzo Ball, LeVar Ball. All the fucking Lamar lies, all that fucking confuse me. But picture him at the Final Four.
That Saturday game. Well, they do those feature stories before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
He's going to eat it up. He's going to eat up. He's going to eat that shit up.
So will CBS.
Yeah.
They're going to eat that alive, man.
Yo, y'all want to see? He's going to get worse and worse. It's going to be like feeding a ogre or something. We just going to keep getting bigger and bigger. It's every round this kid keeps. Especially if he ball out.
Yeah.
Don't let him drop 40 no games. Don't let him drop like a triple-double or something. And even if they lose, he drop a triple double.
Man, gonna say he better than Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's gonna happen. Yeah. That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Instantly, that's an instant class, look, right there.
Look, look, LeVar Ball, man. Look, man. You, I wish I had a daddy like you, man. The little ride for me on my podcast and stuff, and be like, my son podcast is the best shit popping. I wish my daddy was riding me on that. Like, you need to pay him $5 million for that shit. Like, pops, I appreciate. I'd be like, pops, I appreciate you so much.
Yo, he trying to make a name, man. Like,
I heard the youngest brother supposed to be the coldest one.
Yep,
the one that dropped what the 100 or something.
It was like
91.
Or is it the middle one or the youngest one that dropped 91?
I think it was the youngest,
youngest one,
man.
Yeah, because the middle one didn't even play in the game or something like that.
I mean, he sat there. They straight gave him the ball. The video is out there.
Oh, really?
They just kept ball, he just kept on jacking.
How many did he miss? I mean,
shellers.
So literally every possession he shot. If he scored 91 in high school,
and it was a lot of cherry picking. I think he had like 20 points, but
that's 20 points off cherry picking.
Cherry picking, but you know, but that's also too on the other team, because anytime when you shoot a shot, you don't get long rebounds, you leak out. That's on the team to make the other shot. So that's part of the game though too. But I think it's also a form of sportsmanship. You know, not to blatantly leak out and do that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? There's a fine. Start up another conversation.
That's a fine line.
Y'all remember the school Grinnell? They used to run that offense. They ran a 4-on-5 and one person cherry picking.
See,
that was the offense. That was the offense. Remember, over for Sacramento. Only Sacramento was trying to get Sacramento to do it.
But see, now I will say with that, you broke out with the sportsmanship, and you know, I feel like this. Unless you stop me, I'm going to keep on doing it. If you don't stop me, what's going to that stuff kind of goes out the window slightly.
Well, you know, back in the day when I used to play many moons ago, and we had a play called Snowbird, and pretty much what it was is it was a slick way of saying cherry pick. Basically, once soon as the shot leaves the hands, it don't matter who it was, one guy is already on the other end of the court. But the thing is, for it won't blatantly look like you're cherry picking, at least let the shot hit the fucking rim.
Then leak out.
Yeah, then leak out. I mean, because then it won't look that bad. But there are ways to, you know, to be able to do that, though.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Easy points of transition. You got to make shots.
Uh-huh. Almost saw that in the tournament today. So
what do y'all think about this Conor McGregor Mayweather shit, man? Is this going to really happen? It's not good for America. Y'all know that, right? Like, this is horrible for America.
It's all about the money.
But I'm saying, but this is horrible for you. Y'all think Donald Trump's situation was bad? Wait till this fight happens. You want to see America split in half?
Yeah, you better believe it.
You better believe it. Even the black people that don't like Mayweather, they still ain't gonna pick. They ain't gonna root for Conor McGregor.
No.
And the white people that don't like Conor McGregor ain't gonna root for Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. But we will see the real pettiness of black people.
Yes, that is true.
We're gonna see how petty. We're gonna see how petty they are, but I'm just wondering, what are we going to see? Is it going to be a traditional boxing match? Is it going to be a little
more
bit
than likely?
Then
just a waste of fucking time.
$50, and you know, but people still gonna buy it. Well, come on, man.
Not I, says the cat.
How much they gonna spend on this? You think how much this pay per view gonna be? Like, how much you think it's gonna be super expensive?
I think he can't go over $70 with this joint.
I agree with that.
You know, because there are no $100 fights any damn way.
Not
period.
Anymore.
Ever. Uh-uh. He's gonna be the, like, I don't even think boxing's ever gonna have that again.
Yeah, yeah. Boxing to
it
me,
it lost his luster, man.
Yeah, you know? Especially with the heavyweights.
With all the best athletes aren't playing boxing no more, though.
That's true. And I think that the lack of having solid heavyweight fighters to really carry the brand, the Klitschko brothers, man, listen.
You think they ruin boxing?
To a degree, they have, because, you know, it's like one of those deals with them. The only way they're going to really defend that title is going to be on foreign soil. They're like, shit, I'm not going to fight over here.
Right. Why? You know? And from their perspective, why would I go fighting in the U.S. for? I got all this support over here. I'm going to make more money over here fighting in Germany.
Right. So there's like, no point, man. Like, that's why we depend on middleweights and light heavyweights, you know. And we don't even depend on that. You depend on
welterweights.
I think they just lean in way too heavily on that. And I just wish that I wish there was more focus on the middleweights and the heavyweights and the super heavyweights.
I remember that conversation 8 years ago, man, when they had They had an event here at the Chaffetz Arena, man. They did the U.S. versus United Kingdom.
Oh, and boxing?
Yeah, it was a boxing event. There was a kid here.
Was it amateur?
Yeah.
Amateur.
There was a kid here from St. Louis. He won his fight. But you looking at the style of boxing, I was talking with a friend of mine. He was like, man, boxing days are practically over. You know, and the only thing is like he was talking about was Floyd Mayweather. And he was the only hottest thing in town, man. And, you know, no disrespect to Devin Alexander. He's a great boxer, man. He's good.
Kind of washed up, though, right now.
But my thing is, right,
he's lost, like, his last, what, boxing, three fights?
The boxing itself is gone. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's a must-see fight anymore. Now, I got to see. If anything you're going to see, you're going to just see Floyd Mayweather. That's it.
Yeah, and Floyd is still the draw. I mean, Pacquiao, you know, he's still a name, but he doesn't he's definitely on the downside. Yeah. I mean, who is next? I mean, a lot of people was
like
really
Keith Thurman.
I like Keith Thurman. You know, Kelly Pavlik showed a little something, then he fell off the face of the earth.
Well, he got an alcohol problem, and then got his ass whooped by Tarver. Tarver. It was old man. Bernard Hopkins beat him twice, I think.
And
right?
Then he got what, Broner? Right.
Yeah.
Well, no. You got what you call is Ward is good right now too, though.
Okay.
That's yeah. That Ward Kovalev fight was probably the best fight of the year to me on the low, and that was on the low a good fight.
Well, however, in retrospect, I will say this: I will say boxing has done somewhat better by actually placing it on regular television.
Because I think that's the best way to build it up. If you have a few fights on regular television, I think when they did that, I think last year with NBC, Man, I was all into that. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We need more of that. I mean, even the undercards, it was solid fight. So, and I also hope that Showtime kind of get back into the mix. Because remember they had some like a tournament? And, you know, it's like.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the Showtime, it was the Super 6.
Yeah, the Super 6. I love that, man.
Andre just Ward won that.
Yeah, yeah. I just hope boxing get back to that, man, because you cannot keep doing the same old trick and think it's gonna work, man. You got to advance with the times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to some better boxing, man. I mean, but so y'all think this is gonna happen? Y'all think this is gonna happen? This fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's too much money.
Cash right. Money, homie.
too much on the table, man.
All right. Let's go. Y'all see this Golden Tate situation with him and his wife, with the Make America Great hats, you know, everything.
If this like
he said he took it a year ago at a golfing event.
If it's like the chick from the Grammys that wore the
no,
dress.
No. He said that he don't support Trump. He said he has war because he was at a golf thing last year. He said he just got caught up.
Sound like an attention grab. That's all it is.
But if somebody caught a picture of it and put it out there or whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's just the downside of being a household name, a celebrity. You know, people will find a picture of you for 4 or 5 years ago, and then I'm like, damn.
Go to page one, Rim. Because I put it on page two on the link. If you go to page, go to page one. Scroll up and go to page one, because that's where the picture is on there. Yeah. At this point, man, this is Donald Trump's world, man. Anything can happen. I'm not shocked of anything. Like, if you told me that you had an alien visit you Arlington and you finna go leave, I'd be like, okay.
Get out, Golden Tate.
Golden Tate went to Notre Dame, right?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised none of this.
No.
Not surprised none of this. Nah. He looks like a Notre Dame guy. That's all I'm going to say. You take whatever you want from that.
Hey, I almost would have said the same thing about Russell Wilson, but then he messed around and went black.
Well, no. Russell Wilson went to NC State, though, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It looked different, you know.
Yeah, yes.
Indeed. So let's talk some NCAA tournament stuff. Who y'all got in this Final Four, man?
Oh, man. I think Nova.
Nova losing right now.
I put them back. So hopefully they get there. Hopefully they get there, man. I actually had Arizona in one of them, and then I had, because I would love to see Carolina was in another, and then, did I pick Kentucky? I can't remember. I think Kentucky was my other one. Because I actually want to see North Carolina, Kentucky. I rather would see Duke and Carolina in the national championship. I know people don't want to.
No, it'd be incorrigible.
Duke.
That national championship game.
And then everybody says it's fixed. So, you know. But
just annoying ass fans from both fan bases.
You know what? Every year going to a tournament, I'm satisfied as long as Duke loses and Kentucky loses. But, you know, I'm really happy for Jason Tatum and what he's been able to do down there.
I can't hate him on Duke this year. It's the only year I've never hated on Duke.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness. I mean, he's just been lights out. And also Kennard, though, too. I mean, people kind of slept on him. I mean, I remember he bailing them out in that tough game against Wake Forest during the season.
I tell you what, Grayson Allen better not go to the league. I guarantee
you. He got to go now.
Huh?
He got to go now.
He finna get his ass whooped. I mean, literally.
He going to go. They was trying to make him go last year.
But I'm talking about these antics now, man. You know, running in the cast like Draymond and DeMarcus Cousins. You know they ain't finna have that. They going to whoop his ass from left to right.
He'll play for, like, the Utah Jazz and be okay.
It'd be safety.
Yeah, for real.
They'll
pair him up with Haywood.
Yeah.
I hope the Grizzlies draft.
Haywood's going to hit that market and everything.
Oh, I mean, yeah, he probably end up going to Boston. Boston. He would fit great in Boston. He looks like a Boston guy.
And play, and he'll play for his coach.
No. And they would love him in Boston.
Oh, you know they would. Like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Look, man, I ain't got to make no call for him. I'm just sending him a fax with the contract because it just makes so much sense for you to go to
Boston. And
to
get to play for Brad Stevens. Come on, man. That just seems.
Do they cheer for him more than when they played him? Utah played at Boston. They cheered for him more,
right?
Yeah,
because they won.
And they're trying to woo him. And
on the low, Kevin Love need to go too. They could just make it the best Boston. Like, yo, Boston would blow up if they could get both of them. Like they would just have a combustion of Bostonness. if they got both of them would go. Oh my God, I just can't believe this. We have real two white guys. They can play. I'm Boston.
Hey, Kelly Olynyk wouldn't even be on the team no more after that.
No, gotta keep Kelly Olynyk. Cause you got,
he's
I want,
a, he's,
I want,
a, he's a, he's a
look, and you
scrappy little dude, scrappy dude, man.
You need a starting four white guys in Al Horford. That's what they need. You can't tell me they wouldn't love that.
Then guess what? That means Grayson Allen gonna be going to Boston then.
They would love Grayson Allen in Boston too.
They would love him.
Can we figure out a way to make Boston an all white team?
All over again.
Ship out Jaylen Brown. Ship out Isaiah Thomas.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah, you know ship them all out. Ship them.
But you already know they ain't finna give up no Isaiah Thomas.
No, ship them. We finna get homeboy from Utah. We finna
go to Hayward.
Ship them out.
I'm talking about championship.
Yeah, give me a first round pick. We stacking all these first round picks anyway for no reason. Give me a first round pick for it. We can stack some more.
Bingo, just like that.
They ain't even use these things. This whole thing, like, we got all these first round picks. They ain't use them.
Yeah, and you know, Danny Ainge, he's one of the best GMs in the NBA, and he didn't really pull the trigger. I don't think the right deal was there for him.
Because everybody backed out, man. Because the biggest deal that was on the table was Butler going to Boston.
That
trigger should have been pulled, man.
But
my depression would have went to a higher level.
I'm right there with you. I'm saying but
send them anywhere but Boston, man. I just don't, man.
Not in the same conference.
I think it would have been like a rental anyway. You know what I'm saying?
You think he'd have resigned? Because he's not Boston material.
Right. Because he wouldn't have been that long.
Isaiah Thomas has been there that long.
Well, you know what? Seeing the kind of play that he's put together and playing in the right particular offense with Brad Stevens, you can't go wrong with that.
And you know what? A lot of people, when you look at Isaiah Thomas, the last time you saw a guy at that statue dominating a game was Damon Stoudemire when he's with the Toronto Raptors.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you're just amazed. You can't stop Isaiah Thomas.
I remember seeing that game against the Bulls back in 96 when it was rookie year. Boy, oh, man, Stoudemire.
He was doing it.
He was doing them in, left and right, man. I was like, my God.
But the only downside at that height, once you lose that burst, it's a wrap. That's all you got. If you ain't got the height, you got burst.
Just ask Stoudemire, man. Look.
Yeah. When Stoudemire, ask Nate Robinson.
But see, he trying, though. He trying to make it back. Stoudemire said, just the hell with it. I'm done.
Yeah, but Nate Robinson, a fighter. Any dude under 5'10 in the NBA will fight you.
Yep, though.
Come on. I mean, y'all know me, dude. He had to fight the whole way to get to the NBA.
Yeah.
Nate Robinson been fighting in the league before.
Right.
Muggsy Bogues, Earl Borkins, them short guys.
Muggsy Bogues will shoot you probably on the low.
Oh, you know that. Baltimore.
Yeah, everybody was talking about how he looked like he owned a garage somewhere, a mechanic garage.
I dare you to say that to Muggsy Bogues' face.
I ain't touching that dude gangster like that.
I dare one of y'all walk up on Muggsy Bogues say anything disparaging about him, his wife, his kids, his mom.
Hey.
Muggsy Bogues got some problems.
He gonna
be like, I'll be right back. He ain't gonna. You gonna be sitting there laughing in the bar. Look at this bitch ass dude.
Hey, like Raymond off of White Man Can't Jump.
It's the opposite way.
Straight up.
Raymond is the opposite way. So my final four, folks, is Iowa State. See, now, before people go and think I'm crazy and I'm being a homer.
You crazy.
No.
You crazy,
dog. There's a two-step process to us going to the national championship, all right? We got to get out this first round. I'm always nervous about the first round. We beat them, we could beat Purdue. I ain't got no problem beating Purdue. If we get past Kansas, ain't no way we going to lose to anybody in Kansas City. I don't care if it's Louisville. I don't give a fuck if it's Jesus. We ain't going to lose in Kansas City after we just beat KU.
Let me say this.
Those are two games I'm worried about. After that, we're going to Final Four. If we beat KU, I'm getting a Final Four T-shirt before the Final Four. How do they exist? I got it made.
Darrell, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And to my boy Stan Dooley, I really hope the Iowa State Cyclones whoop your ass with an F5 Cyclone. I hate Kansas, and I'm never rooted for Iowa State. But let them play Kansas.
Look, it's going to be unruly in Kansas City. Y'all think it's going to be bad. You've been to some of my games. Because they start the football games, you're like, beep, 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 beep. The Iowa weather says, a storm is brewing, motherfuckers. Bennett.
My goodness, man.
But no, two-step process, man. Y'all think it's going to be bad Duke versus North Carolina National Championship game. On the low, Kansas City going to be torn up. Iowa State versus Kansas in KC. It's only 2.5-3 hours from Ames. So we had 17,000 fans at the Big 12 Championship game. 17,000.
That's pretty big.
So pretty big. You got to think, only problem is KU fans bought these tickets 2 months ago. So we're going to have to figure out some ways to get in here for Iowa State Nation. We're going to have to figure out. First of all, we got to win tonight. Then I will beat Purdue. I ain't gonna worry about that. Then next Saturday.
You a little nervous about Nevada?
Just because I'm nervous about first round games, period, man. Just period. Oh, okay.
First round games always make you nervous. Trust me, it's been a long time since I've experienced one, yeah. Thanks to Mizzou.
They just nervous, man. I don't give a care. They just nervous, man. You never know, man. It's one game. It's not like a 7-game series. It's one game.
Yeah, one and done.
I feel a little bit bad for Jason Tatum, man, because he get out, man. He's like, I'm going to the NBA now.
Yeah.
I'm done. Right, yeah. Because that's
so
it, man.
We get past this game. That's all I need. I just need to get past this first round. Then I'll start ratcheting it up a little bit online as games by games go. Because I've been real quiet, you know what I'm saying? I'll put a shout-out after the game's over, you know what I'm saying? So the Iowa State versus Kentucky. And then on the other side, I got Duke versus Arizona in my Final Four. But my realistic Final Four has Louisville instead of Iowa State. Louisville is a matchup prime for Iowa State in general. Because they so fucking long, man. Like, we got one of the best backcourts in the nation, but they so long.
It's hard to get fast, man. Right.
But the irrational homer in me believes that there's no way that we will not be Louisville. It'll be a home game. Ain't no way if we get past KU. Do you know I will go myself? If we beat KU, look, I will be there in attendance for the run, and I will be crying. I've been waiting for this my whole life. I've been like 18 years I've been waiting for this. So you think I ain't gonna cry? I'm for real gonna cry like my mama died.
So that's gonna be your one shot in a moment.
Yo, I might even have that on loop. I don't even know. Is it I might play the whole full song. I don't even know. I might even put on the podcast on Rim on the back end.
Play.
No, I re-edit the podcast and put one shot in a moment.
Play either the Teddy Pendergrass one or the Luther version. Don't play anything past that.
You don't want me to cry like that, man, with the Teddy Pendergrass. You don't want me to cry like that, man.
You'll lose yourself.
Now, I will be crying tonight if we lose. That'll be another crying. So either way.
Yeah. So I'm good to you, man.
But, man, what other sports topics y'all been talking about, man? Like, you know, let people know kind of what y'all, you know, what y'all been
on. We've been, you know, as of late, man, you know, with the show kind of flipping on the politics, you know, for a minute.
I guess y'all want to talk about this Snoop thing with Snoop shooting up this puppet.
Snoop shot a puppet?
No, the Donald Trump puppet.
What, like a toy? Yeah, music video. Something like a...
In the music video.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got to see this.
Yeah, pull it up, bro.
They making a big deal out of it.
Called Lavender. He got, and he's
no, the funniest thing is Bow Wow responded. Yeah. That's what's Bow the funny
Wow,
part.
Bow Wow finna have them boys show up at his door. Because he said that he me and the homie Snoop, and I didn't know y'all was homies like that.
You got a link on it?
But like, it was too much weed going on.
When they protege and stuff, when they Snoop's protege and
yeah,
whatnot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought Snoop. Didn't he bring him to the Arsenio Hall show?
Yeah. He rapped at the beginning before he started. But Bow Wow says, we going to take your wife and put her on the stroll. And pimper. I was like, hold on, bro. You know that he's the president. He ain't just no regular. Them boys gonna call you.
Call? They finna show up.
Yeah, they gonna show up at your crib.
That dude was tripping.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But so it's a clown version of the president, and he shoots it and kills it. In this clip, so y'all you'd have.
Wow.
It's called Lavender.
Snoop Loops.
Yeah. So shout out to Snoop Dogg. I think
you can't do
that. Like, I get it, but you can't do that. He's still the president, though. Bruh. That's still a threat, though, dog. Like,
bro, they
but,
you
know, hey, but you know what?
He done killed Snoop.
My dog, but they get up. Fuck around and get your whole face bent off. Sinister, spit truth like a minister. So until I'm a monster, winister, bright time, nighttime. Nigga trying to creep and keep from dying in these motherfucking streets. Fuck the police.
Did it?
Because he tweeted some crazy stuff about Barack trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And they showed up and like they showed up at his crib.
Take it to the game if you want to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Snoop, you tripping with this one, man.
Right.
Like, and they mad at what you did. It's just not the smartest thing.
Right.
To do.
And see, that's the thing that we're kind of, I'm dealing with, you know, because it's some things that I really want to open it up on, but you really can't, you know? Yeah.
You can't say I'm going to slap the shit out of him or something like that. Like, yo, like, he's the president, man. Like, those are real threats.
Yeah.
The Secret Service still, even though they may not fuck with him, they got to do their job.
Yeah.
Because they can't take none of these threats idle.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Snoop, man, this is, I fuck with you, man, but it was just, you know, this
same thing with Bow Wow, man. Go on back to your,
I don't know what Bow Wow was thinking about, man.
Trying to defend Snoop.
No,
and
it's not Bow Wow anymore. It's Shad Moss.
Bow Wow.
My bad, brother.
Bow Wow.
fuck him, man. For real, man. You talking about he ain't black and all that. Fuck him, man.
So he already lost all effect as is, man. So it's like,
I'm tired of black people saying they mixed, though, too.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Not to people that are really legitimately biracial, I'm not talking about y'all. I'm talking about them motherfuckers that put, I'm French, Filipino, Italian, and black, and your ass darker than me. And your daddy's name Terrell, and your mom's name Portia.
And you got buckshots.
Yeah. And I ain't got a problem. You could be, but I'm saying, like, your dad is named Terrell, and your mom named Portia. You ain't got no French, no Italian, and German in you, man. Stop it. What's wrong with just being black? There's nothing wrong with it. Be who you are.
Can't separate yourself from that, man. That's why I cracked. That's why I cracked up with Raven Simone for a couple years back. You know, when she was talking about I'm not African American. I'm an American. Shut up.
Fuck you too, man. Fuck her too, man. Y'all see Rachel Dolezal changed their name, right?
I figured you was gonna go to that next.
since we talking about people, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Who?
Look, who is that Rudy Poole?
There you go. That's
on the low.
Thing
Rachel Dolezal got a little fat ass though, man. On the low, like she got a little fatty though.
Rim, can you show me?
I've been meaning to say that for a while on the show. You know, she got a little fatty. She got a little fatty on.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's serviceable. You know what I'm saying?
When
it's
first came out in the comments was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she changed her name.
Let me see what the name
is. She allegedly is changing her name to
Nikiti Amare Diallo.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. This is in the New York Post, so it may not be all the way 100 now. But that's allegedly what she's supposed to be changing her name to. Look here, man. She black now, man. She black now, man. She's going further and farther away.
Wait a minute, hold on. She what? She black. I'm white then.
Yeah, no. I'm letting her have it now. She's going out of her way. Like, she's doing, like, she's like the person that, like, like back in the day that would try to get their music played on the radio that would show up every day, and they persistent, let her be black. Fuck it. I don't like it, see, but she's jumping through a lot of hoops here, man. It's not too many more hoops we can throw up at her.
See, that's like when Tina Marie didn't do this kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? No. We accepted her because she had a soulful voice.
Yeah, and you know what? To me, I thought Tina Marie was black for a long time.
Bingo.
If you look at her first, two albums, she's not on the cover.
Yeah, she's not even on the cover.
Her face is not even on the cover.
What's my man that sing The Things You Do? The Things You Do.
Bobby Caldwell.
See? I thought he was black, too.
Yeah, a lot of people thought he was. That actually might be the most unkept secret. The most kept secret.
Until he rolled out at the BET Awards, like, what?
Yeah, that might be the most kept secret in entertainment history.
I'm telling you, man.
Bobby Caldwell
is killed
when he walked out, man. Just, and we'll kill it today, man. I was like, damn.
But now, Rachel Dolezal can't be black, but I mean, I want to give her a probationary black card. Like, she has to, walk, tread lightly, you know, being, with her broke
temporary license.
Yeah, a temporary license. Like a user permit, like a driver permit. Like, we got to check back in after the 6 months in, you got any transgressions. You know, you can't use the word nigga or nothing, you know, this whole
you get an ID. Trial period.
I tell you what, she'll find out how black she is when she filed that credit report.
Bingo.
That's what I'm saying. Her credit will definitely drop, you know.
Equifax score below zero.
Yeah. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? She,
you
if
want
she
to
really
be 450? Hey, that's what you asked for, you know what I'm saying?
If she wants that, we can do it. We can rock with it, man.
Just like that.
Last topic before we go to break, man. Meek Mill up here fighting in St. Louis, man.
Hey, man, that was some funny stuff, man.
Meek Mill fighting in the airport.
I wish.
You hear about this room?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that yesterday. I read. I'm like, Meek Mill getting to fight Lambert. First of all, it's hard to get 30 people at Lambert at the same time.
So 30 people jumped him?
No, I'm just saying it's hard to get 30 people at Lambert at the same time.
At the airport in general.
It's so damn deserted.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like he's
going to be popping though.
Yes, it does.
The Southwest is over there. Yeah.
Did he fly Southwest?
No,
if he flew,
he's supposedly going to a private plane.
Shame
he's
on him.
He's supposedly going to a private plane, though.
Right.
Supposedly, yeah.
So I believe this. They didn't have any video. They didn't have the story of what was said. But I can almost play the play by play a bit. Hey, Meek, can I have your autograph? Nah, man, I ain't do that. Man, fuck you, bitch.
You ain't high sign on STL niggas. You know that's the first thing.
Ah, okay.
You know the first thing they put out though. You know you in St. Louis, right? We notoriously whooped a lot of rappers' ass over the years.
You know it's 314 day.
Yeah. Hey, real, that's it. Hey, that's what everybody said. Hey, you know it's 314 day, right?
That's it.
This ain't you far
game.
Away from Philly.
From Philly. That's it, man. Ball game.
Yeah.
You won today.
That's it.
That's a walk off.
That's it, bro.
Yeah.
That might be the title of the show. You know it's 314 day. You know did not know what he was getting into.
Right.
And can you imagine, these cats work there, so because you can't, like me talking on the phone, you can't go into the terminal unless you work there or if you're getting on a flight.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, back in the day when...
you could be able to visit people, you can go on the terminal and do whatever
you
want to.
Oh, yeah, you can go to the arcade, the whole nine. Yeah. And a lot of the times, because I worked out there for about 5 years at TWA, and I remember how the sky camps, I would get the drop, I'd be on a ramp on the plane, they'd be like, MC ain't here. I mean, everybody just go, you know, run up and, you know, try to mob them. But nowadays, I think these rappers, man, they want to be noticed. But then when you come approach them, they're like, it got to be on their terms. And hell, he should be glad that anybody speaking to his ass, especially the last 6 months this motherfucker ain't had. And then his girlfriend got smashed. His ex got smashed.
I mean, man, right.
I mean, shit, be glad somebody want to get
an autograph from you, right, and get you some attention, man. Come on, dog.
He's bad.
Yeah,
it's bad. Very bad.
Sorry. We already go to break. We can come up everybody's favorite section. We got a robust Raw Gnaw this week.
Ooh-wee.
We got a lot of heaters. We'll be back. Stroud, Low Cash.
I don't spend no major time with no minor people. If it's for the greater good, then I might deceive you. Living like a Rolling Stone, but I'm quite a Beatle. Living by your own law can be quite illegal. You a sly little guy, look me in my eye. You was only for yourself, never for the tribe. Wow, now you're saying that I left them. I was always quiet when you said that we were best friends. You knew who I was from the jump. I throw a stone at you.
I'ma make a blunt, but you gon' hide your hand like a chump. True friend stab you in the front. Boy tryna tweet on us. And why you wanna hate, that is beyond us. I put my on, put my team on up. I just wanna pay pals like Elon Musk. Without a doubt, we winning without a doubt. I ain't shocked about the lies coming out his mouth. Yeah, baby, you know they real shady when they start apologizing for the shit that you forgot about. That was decades ago. You got a decade ago. You don't respect me, you know. A jefe, a chipe, a casa, hey. I want my other 2 points, baby. I want my other 2 points, man. That's a 98, boy. Where the other 2 points? Things I do.
The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. The lady ain't a... You ain't even got a bend. I know, baby, you spin. Anyone work hard as you got the right to get lit. She might even have a wedding ring. Or a doctorate in medicine. Or the daughter of the reverend. Or the daughter of the president. I get it, I get it, you win it to win it. I get it, you living forbidden. I talk different, I'm on one. You think different, it's different, you on one. But bartender, I need me a normal one. I spark with you and we like, whoa. Things I don't know where about the things I do. All the things I don't know where about the things I do. All the things I do, I'ma fuck around and put a ring around you. They may never understand. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. Need to be free more. What the f we got degrees for? If we ain't flying overseas more, if we ain't f***ing on the seashore, if we ain't puffing on the breeze more, getting cheese more, stripper tease more. Man, I got a little, but I need more. Need to lead us like a senior. What we get green for? If we ain't trying to go and see more, champagne with the team more. Congratulations, we won. I've been feeling stuck like an Uber with the child lock on the side door. If we ain't lit to die for, things I do, don't know where about the things I do. All the things I do, don't know where about the things I do. And I know when the shit ain't funny. And don't ask why my shirt get bloody. And don't ask where I get my honey. Don't ask where I get my money. The lady ain't a tramp, just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. Just cause she bounce it up and down like a trampoline. A trampoline. Oh no, the lady ain't a tramp. She just be knowing what she wanted. Oh no, the lady ain't a tramp. She just be knowing what she wanted. She just be knowing what she wanted. She just be knowing what she wanted.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We back. My man Palmer had to get out of here, but Audience is still here holding down for the In The Zone podcast.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Everybody's favorite section. Raw or Gnaw. You know about Raw or Gnaw, but some new listeners may not know what Raw or Gnaw is. So if you were back in the days when your dad, Leonard, you know, was trying to, you know, get up in something, he went to your mom, Portia. We gonna keep, I'm gonna like, I like going with
you love
Portia.
That name,
yeah,
don't you?
Portia, man. And he was, you know, he talked to her and she was like, you know, well, I'm black, Puerto Rican, German, Scandinavian, and also Brazilian. He was like, no, you know you ain't, but I want to go Raw. And she was like, nah, you know, no, 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 you can't do that. Be like, I'm going to go down and shoot the Ethel then and go Raw then if you don't. It's either Raw or Gnaw. So that's what it is. Raw is good, Gnaw, or like a little bit of head, you know, in the middle. In the middle. So first up, we got a second generation rapper with this one from the group Bone, Little Busy, Busy Bone's son. This song's called Busy's in the House.
Say this, man. The hook is great. I like that hook.
It's creative to come up with that hook. That was a great way to come up with the hook.
And it kind of got that Bone Thugs and Harmony kind of melody to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he's not rapping like his dad, though.
No.
That's the cool thing, though, that he got his own kind of style.
So I say Raw, man. You know, it's I was bumping in on my way here, man. I was like, man, this is kind of dope, man. I was like, let that bump for a minute, man. Because usually I would just sit there and just listen to it for a minute, man. I let the whole song play. So, yeah, I was feeling it, man.
All right, Rim.
I'm going to go to Raw. Of course, they sampled, you know, the original joint by Bone. Kind of sound like his pops, but he got his own style with it.
Yeah.
So it's like new and old. You know, the video was cool. I'm going to go to Raw.
I'm gonna go to Raw too, man. I liked it, man. Busy, little Busy, man. I liked it a lot. He's had his own kind of style with it, but he kept it kind of new with it, you know.
Right.
And you know, he showed a lot of his city and you know stuff like that. I like the visuals. It was good. Shout out to Little Busy. This song's called Busy in the House, there, y'all. So next up, we got St. Louis's own Tef Poe with his new song called Die High.
We are not the norm, thunder in my arms, I cannot control it. This is not a moment, I am not a pony, I am my opponent. Fuck nigga, see the CIA, wanna fuck with us. Chopper heavy, like they got a baby in the fucking stomach. Get a rapper kill, I don't give a fuck. Wicked doing 25, he was like a guy. This is my facade, I am photogenic. You don't know the difference. Shit, hold on. See the epidemic, killers, killers like a gang sign. Head up butter water, I offer them ring cane mine. Yeah, hold up. Shit. Young, coming up, hit the ground running. Running through the world, see me get it from it. Rolling through the city like a drive-by. Young, look at me, I'ma die high. One more time, through the city, drive-by. Young, I'ma die high. Hit the ground running. Through the world, see me coming from.
coming, running out of space, running out of space. In the Cadillac, with my niggas popping, do or die. You a lie, telling me, Hinda committed suicide. I can see the difference. Now you're living with a fluid mind. Run up, hit them niggas with the nunchuck. Feel like I'm in Onyx when my niggas put their guns up. Float cold, leave a shit, dead it on the floor. In a chokehold, black woman, you a guy. You already know those. Spitting like a motherfucking AR. Rock towels coming to kill us. Say your motherfucking prank, y'all. All alone, I'm like Julian in the signs in this bitch. No, they don't like me. I do not respond to the shit. See, the devil is a.
All right. Let's let you go first, room.
I'm gonna go with this one. I'm gonna go with a High Ore. Got the crazy lyrics as usual. Not really feeling the production. Mm-hmm. This ain't, you know, not my speed. You know, I want to see him do something kind of up tempo. You know, something a little faster, like, you know. I think the production on this record was just kind of typical to me, you know. Yeah. You know what
I'm saying? So is that what brought it down from a raw to a high?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to agree with you on that one, man, because the song is cool, man. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the song, man. Just looking at the production, man. I was like, dude, what was you on when you was thinking about that? So, and you know, it's just nothing but a high ore to me, man. I'm just gonna keep it basic.
Yeah, no,
man,
no, no, no. That's how I feel. I'm a hot word too. It's just it was cool. Like the lyrics is dope, but the song doesn't bring me in and make me want to really listen to it or nothing.
Right. Like if I didn't see the video, I probably would have been cool with it.
Yeah.
Been raw, just like that. Ooh, right, the next one you play.
Next up, we got this is gonna be amazing. C Struggs, and Chemist the Kid from Classic Music. Song's called That Thirst.
Spend the money on millions. All I need is Taylor by Joe.
I like the thirst. Like a bag, like I'm bricks. Going on that gas, call it stink. I got that juice, she wanna sing. She see money when she busts it, she don't think. Work that pussy like a kink. She go savage for real. He not fake, she know he.
I love it when they choose and they love a fat nigga. Swallow mama bougie, but love a trap nigga. Grabbing on my wrist, I just let the ice get her. She always blow me up when she got a baby.
So if anybody know that second verse, dude, looks like he's gonna die at any moment.
Yeah, I think he's going to like doing like a weight thing, like he's trying to like.
He ain't never missed a meal, man. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the biggest rapper I've ever seen in my life.
He's in some program now. He's trying
over Gravy.
Gravy ain't that big. You see that dude was sitting there and his body was up at his chin. He looked like Jabba the Hutt.
I think he is some type of programmer. He's trying to lose a bunch weight. Yeah, because he
looks like Jabba the Hutt.
He ain't missed no meal, man.
Big Pun is up there too. Neither, you know what I'm saying? Did. But he looks like Jabba the Hutt. Like when he was sitting there, his whole body was so big it was up at his chin.
Like, dog, how the shirt just rolled up like that?
And then he turned and then he got it did because he got his shirt off too.
And he like that and that way did it break his neck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on, man. His titties finna break his neck.
Dude, it's like.
I'm going nod on the song.
Yeah, I'm already with that. I'm so nod with that. But I had got entertained.
Yeah, I was entertained. I do love the fact that he's a fat nigga, but don't give a fuck. I do appreciate
it. He has a following, too. Look.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet he had a sandwich back there where them girls was dancing right there. As soon as they were done, come on, give me that sound.
Hey, make sure you get the sub. I want a Subway and Quiznos.
Right.
And Penn Station. You get all three of them. I like different flavors with them.
Girl, give me that sandwich.
Yeah. All right. So, Rim, what do you get a song on, Rim?
I'm gonna go with a nah.
You got a nah too on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Next up is somebody we all know well, Marshall Ali, the actor. He was a rapper before. His name was called Prince Ali, and the name of and this song is he was actually signed to the same record label, Hieroglyphics, and Souls of Mischief were on. Souls of Mischief, actually, I think they own the label. He was on their label because I think he's from the Bay Area.
Wait a minute, so we got Oscar winners as rappers now?
Yeah.
Man.
He, this is a song he had back in the day. The song is called The Path.
The Path.
Honor Code. Prince Ali featuring Rocka in Science.
That's grown man talk like tomorrow shines today. Check the statistics, check the files. Check the tour schedule, check the miles. Check the time, check the stopwatch.
$5.
Take the grains of sand, drop from the bottom to top. Hourglass, sundial, hours pass. Shaky flow, confetti how I carve out a path. Then put one foot in front of the other. Walk the line like Johnny Cash, keeper to my brothers. Grim Reaper keep on creeping, but I'm covered. Reap by lightning, I keep the beat by thunder. Storm nations, passport decorations, military formation, coordination.
Rush, keep the blocks popping over red and vodka pockets. California poppy, soccer flower, picking problems. Talking something out of solving, summer swoons is awesome. Slowing up, growing up, throwing up gang signs like they nauseous. Bullets for the birds, but feathers are flying out the back of their carcass. They go swatting the whips with Caspers, my thugs and them. Most rappers rock gyms, but cotton mouths can't spit them out. Slim pickers when it comes to this language that they're shipping now. Estuary lingo, library docked off the boom. Extraordinary pathways we found just under the moon. The last days, dark times, shining deep within mine. We keep it palms, remind state, Mike Palm papes. Alarm sounds before the sun up and then we prostrate. Golden child, silver chain, swinging for God's sakes. Prince bow before the king with a halo's grace. The path, the narrow road, people's the way. Say prayers.
All right, Marlins, what you think?
I thought it was raw, man. I ain't gonna lie, dog. No, not saying it because I know who he is, you know, actor-wise, man, but it's real raw. To me, the way it sounded, it had a Rakim kind of sound to it. You know what I mean? And it's like, because of that, man, it's like, man, you can really get deep. And the production of it was excellent, man. Yeah. It fit him, man. It's like almost if he did get that deal, man, I think he could have had a nice career, man. But it wasn't to be. And acting was in, and hell, he's an Oscar winner now. So, so I gave it a raw, man.
I'm interested.
Sure.
What you see, Rim? What do you think, Rim?
First of all, I'm gonna give him a raw. But for two, I didn't know he rhymed. I'm late.
That's what I was like, dude. I was like,
I'm late on that one.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, like so he sounds like Kron Don, mixture of Kron Don and Roscos to me.
Yeah.
Like at the beginning, I was like, man, he sounds like Roscos. Then I was like, he got the little slick, raspy voice, kind of sound like Kron Don a little bit from Strong Arm Steady. So I'm going to Rob, man. Like, yo, he can rhyme. Like, for real.
Like, almost now, if we go up to him and ask him, man, can you flow one time? He probably could do it.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah, I'm late. I'm late on that one.
Yeah, I knew you were going to
trip
out.
I didn't know that at all.
All right, next up.
We already did this one.
We got, next up, we got Jidenna featuring Nana Kwaba. Nana Kwaba.
Every time I pull up at the let out of spectacle, heard the shit was jumping like the water border Mexico. This the only time we on time and on schedule. Collars on the shirt, niggas trying to live respectable. Then I spot her with the fur and ice like an Eskimo. Stretching out my cash, so I'm hoping that she flexible. Shawty swinging purses, and niggas swinging testicles. Eating fast food, but we smoking on the vegetables. She looking mad, she looking mad. Go hook a man, go hook a man. And that lame trying to holler, he a Bond wannabe. He a Roger Moore nigga, I'm a Sean Connery. Now you're looking at a man that's on a mission. Blindsided cause your man don't got no vision. Enemies trying to pack us into prison. Or we gon' pack up in that old Honda Civic.
Yeah, yeah, I'm hunting on prey. Yeah, yeah, why they looking at the waves? Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go to you first, Real.
I'm gonna go with the Or. It was cool. I like the video a lot.
Yeah.
The song, I'll go with the Or, you know. At least it wasn't mumble rap.
Right. but it's some fun, kind of different. Yeah, like, nah. my kind of melodic rapping. But
yeah, cool. I heard the whole album. It's pretty. It's cool. It's like kind of same.
Yeah, it's kind of the same kind of.
Yeah, you know. What
about you, Anthony?
I'm gonna give it a high or. It was pretty good, you know, to me. And like you said, what mumble rap, and the production of it was really good. And you know, I like that tempo. This is kind of what you're used to now.
Yeah,
you know. Mm-hmm. So, that's to me a high or.
All right, I'm gonna go with a high or myself too. I liked it a lot. I like Jandina, man. He's a good dude. Good, nice flow to him. Nice presence. Like he's like the whole nine. Like bouncy songs. The album's good. I like the video concept. So I'm gonna go high or. All right, next up we got Nelly the Tiger Travis. Her video called Mr. Sexy Man.
Look, girls, let me tell you why I had to come and pick you guys up.
We're I already know where this is going.
Yep.
I heard it was totally off the chain. It's got the most sexiest men. Oh, are you all ready? Yes. Are you ready? Yes. Yes. Let me tell you, we're going to do it like this. Hey, Mr. Sexy Man, what's your name is? What's your name?
That's a juke joint. They got old players that was kicking in the 70s up in that boy. And then she was talking about you got your Hennessy. I was like, oh snap.
What your name is? What your name is? I give it a raw time shoot. Dude. Hey, that
and they got a line dance to it too.
I already know I'm gonna get several requests for that at weddings. And
you think it's gonna hit on?
Most definitely.
Yes. Oh my goodness, that's a raw dog.
Most definitely.
Shout out to my sister-in-law, Amanda, for putting me on that
one. Hey, you know what's funny? I like the fact that the production looked good.
Yeah.
The final video was good.
That was good. It wasn't no amateur made video.
Right.
It wasn't that tell me what that thing smelled like by Black Jesus. it wasn't that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a raw, man. Hey, without a doubt, man, that hook, what's your name? Mm-hmm. It's going to have people in wherever you have it. But they going to be yelling it out loud from the hilltops.
All right, my boys, Bill, Bib DeVoe are next up. This is their new song, I'm Better.
8777, new Bell Bib DeVoe. We call this one, I'm Better, baby.
Bell Bib DeVoe. Yeah, turn the mic up, son. Girl, you know you the one. Hit the lead, though. Should be done, finito. Off with him. For real, he don't get it, never will. Stick a fork in him.
I can give you that word. Over here, baby, get that word. That word. No need for the lies. I'll say a bunch of slick shit to get between your thighs.
There ain't no way when he's not around. Are you okay with the things he do? Are you cool being number two? Cause in my eyes, baby, he don't pump up for your attention.
Shouldn't even come close to you. Girl, he doing the
baby,
most.
Baby, you're perfection.
And I'ma make you understand, he don't got a chance.
With the right man with you, you're gonna be a better version of you. You'll see, you never gotta worry about the inconsistency. Be getting all the love you need.
You gave me so many chances, you need to leave. Girl, you can do better. All the stress, deception got you confused. What is it that he do? Stella losing your groove. He thinking he can play, baby, he ain't got the juice. Come on.
You don't got to cry no more.
You don't gotta, you don't gotta cry.
I'm going to go first, Raw, on this one as well. I like the way that BBD is being they age. Like they ain't trying to recreate the wheel and do nothing different. They just kind of being themselves and what they staying with they're kind of schism. Because they last album before this one they was trying to be too damn young on that album. And this one, they trying to stay in the pocket, being who they are. And I appreciate it. I'm a raw on this one. Arlington?
I'm going to go with a raw, too, man, because my I'm going to tell you right now, my wife, she's big fans of them, too. You know what I'm saying? And so them coming back and also the success of the New Edition story,
yeah.
It really helped that out a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because if they just did that by itself, you probably wouldn't even be saying raw right now. You're saying that, you know, they were acting their age and, you know, they was doing the different. It probably would have been like a high or maybe even an or. But since I would say kind of catapulted from the New Edition story, you got to give it raw, man. It helped propel them, man.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, really tough. It's really good.
Reminisce.
Yeah, I agree, y'all. Because I was just going to say that, too. I was like, man, I like when they doing they age. You know what I'm saying? I wish they would have started the first verse with the singing. Then with the rhyming after that. You know what I'm saying?
After that. And they had the rhyming after
that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a high or.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. High or. Next up, we got Body Count. Y'all know this is Ice-T's rock group. He has a song called No Lives Matter.
We even have to say Black Lives Matter. I mean, if you go through history, nobody ever gave a fuck. I mean, you can kill black people in the street. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to prison. But when I say Black Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, that's like if I was to say Gay Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter. If I said Women's Lives Matter and you say All Lives Matter, you're diluting what I'm saying. You're diluting the issue. The issue isn't about everybody. It's about black lives at the moment. But the truth of the matter is, they don't really give a fuck about anybody if you break the shit all the way down to the low fucking dirty ass truth.
We say that black lives matter, but truthfully they really never have. No one ever really gave a fuck. Just read your bullshit history books. But honestly, it ain't just black. It's yellow, it's brown, it's red. It's anyone who ain't got cash. Poor whites that they call trash.
Okay.
In the street. Right. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes.
I'm going to go with a no just because I'm just, I mean, I wow. like some rock and that ain't what I'm fucking with.
Well, I'm going to go with a hell no. only because, I mean, the music was drowning him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That killed it. Like,
yeah.
if it wasn't drowning him so bad, it would be okay. But, oh, man.
I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice to give him a low or.
Okay.
The reason why, you were right about the music drowning him out and stuff like that. But also, you know, he's trying to put the message out there. But man, that production, boy, them folks was scary. Like, where you get them cats from, man? For real. Shit, man, come on, man. Like, I had to give it a low or because he was really trying to promote the message. But the only problem with man was everything else.
Right.
So that's what it would kept me from saying just nah, man. But it's the point where he was trying to go with that.
All right, next up, we got Rome Fortune, Get Out. This is made before the movie came out.
Was he?
Should I get out? Say the charm, it's as useless as your camera phone. Carry on, I just savvy on. Tapping my methods, piss you off, I'm still superior, naturally. All you get is factional, still you coming back to me. This time with the faculty, no this time put them straps on me. Okay, say I'm nervous now, service with a smile. Is it working while you working on me? Perfect, can't
get out.
I opened up your daughter's eyes, no longer are you proud. Observing individual, but man, I love my loud. You hate on my nuances, on the low, you love my style. Furthermore, I think it's envy that you can't figure me out. Go ahead and dissect, eat it
up and digest. Take a little guy flex, killing me, but I flex. Either which way, escape. This is motivation. Scary yourself, but I know I'm gonna make it out. Yes, living hell, living hell, living in the living hell.
It is for the movie Get Out. It's the actually on the soundtrack to Get Out. So I'm gonna go with a no. I just wasn't feeling it. It was too slowy. I just didn't do nothing for me. I don't know. The rhyme wasn't getting me. The beat was cool, but I just wasn't feeling it over the top of it. Rim, what you think?
I'm going to hell on again. the video was cool.
Yeah,
high quality, but.
Song was
I didn't get it.
Yeah,
right. I'm gonna be nice again. Give it a low or because shout out to St. Louis's own Tahir Moore, and that was in the video, man. So right. I'm gonna throw that out there.
Who was in there?
Tahir Moore, comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a quick, you know, quick when he was sitting in the chair.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, if it wasn't for him, I would have said hell no too, just right there with it, because I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Man, I'm like, shit, Jordan Peele was doing better without you having this on here, man. But
man,
you couldn't understand it for real, man. It was like, what? What the hell? But
no sense.
Yeah, so yeah, I give it. This is gonna be a low or me being nice.
Okay. Today. All right. Next up, we got Year of the Ox, and this song is called Seven Rings.
Yeah, as soon as the bell rings, call me Mr. Belding or Mr. Big Bopper. I'll make it a quick stop, it's with the hand speed of a city pickpocket. Like a stampede of nothing but Zangief's, I'm leading with arms swinging. They all like one in a war.
Alumni performance
with a bizarre bending.
Now the alarm's ringing, vision's darkening. I hit him till he starts seeing the cartoon Cardinals, Mario star spinning. I discarded all my battle bars till Jay came to New York, so I started sharpening my knives, daggers, and bayonets.
And I'll laugh in the face of death and start slapping away until he pays respect. I was made for the main event. Go ahead and place your bets and see how insane it gets.
Now there's no need to explain the rest. We'll let it be evidence show. Never get so. Stick with my heavenly flow. Give me one hell of a show.
This shit is elementary like it was elemental. Be likely I'll never let them get ahead of me. Embedded till they never, never, never forget of me. Are you getting me?
Come on, man. Are they ready?
But he better be. On a different pedigree. Different speed met the enemies. In the streets we're developing. Till they see me on a teddy bee. Run through New York with a squadron of Asians. And it's...
All right. We had this on Raw now before.
Yeah.
It is Raw.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it is Raw.
Yeah. I'm feeling that one myself, man. I'm like,
next up is J. Flu, the artist. This is actually poetry. Yeah, you just submitted. And the poem is called, it's a poem to a beat called Young, Gifted, and Black.
To be young, gifted, and black. And an American that views you as a threat. Because of your skin tone, see my shade alone strikes fear in the streets that I roam. So imagine the added pressure being able to express. I'm talking whether it be through dance, rap, song, or even a poem. Constantly under attack because you opt not to accept what they try to inject into the thought process of our babies. And the youth have been deliberately driven crazy. So it's on us to aspire and, well, hopefully, maybe, be the reminder that your souls are made of pure gold. Well, then let me be the reminder that your souls do indeed hold, like He-Man, the power. And our hearts and our backs are an engine in America. Wouldn't be shit if we weren't up in it. And I need to even be mentioning, even with the lynchiness, who gave them the jazz? And who gave them the blues? Ah, well, who gave them the raps and all the latest dance moves? They say niggas keep on making it, America keep on taking it. And whenever we find ourselves faced with it, we just hit the reset button, create some different shit. See, they appropriate your exterior because they can never duplicate your interior. All the while they call you inferior, but if you ask me, the low key simply means that somebody maybe thinks that you are superior. Well, it's all within our history that glory is still meant for me. We younger than them blacks, so the struggles are just wasted. We bench press to uplift over these atrocities. but I don't think you're fully understanding me. See, Lorraine Hansberry inspired the words of Nina Simone sang so heavenly. So actually, man, I'm talking manufacturally, just maybe, we're all just raisins in the sun, or roses that grew in the concrete.
All right. I'm gonna go with Raw, man. Brothers supposed to spend some knowledge. I liked it. Real.
I'm going to Raw too. I like the how they did it. You know, it's kind of raw. You know, yeah. Literally like
yeah,
just in the street. You know,
it's
like,
he's just spitting.
Yeah, that was cool.
He's going in a circle, kind of like where you're right. Around it.
Man, I'm gonna have to go with a hot ore, man. Because I understand the concept that he was trying to make it raw, man. He was doing it raw, but my thing was like. He started mumbling to me when I heard, and that probably was part of the sound. It was the mumbling, and then he was moving away from the camera, like I was trying to understand it. Yeah. All the words that he's saying, all the lyrics, everything that he wrote, man. That's what I was trying to understand. But it was dope, though. I'm not gonna front, because it was like you said, it was raw, man. But I have to give it slightly below. I had to give it a high or, man. But it was good, though. I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right. Next up, the last up, we actually have Haley Smalls and her song called Type of Way.
Stunting on them like I hate them, like I'm trying to get revenge on them. Bitches think I'm coming for them, man, when I ain't even look at them. Feel some type of way, feel some type of way, feel some type of way. Just another day, just another day, I don't blame you, babe. When I come in out of your room, they always got a nigga taking notes. I don't mind it, cause I know I got create, no making antidote. Feel no kind of way, feel no kind of way, feel no kind of way. Just another day, I don't blame you, babe. That day, day. But she a lucky bitch that go a long way. Don't hate, tell me that they don't know we ain't even.
All right, go. You want to go for our first round?
I'm gonna go with a low or. It's not. I mean, it's not a bad record, but it's like. Everybody doing the same trap soul.
Trap soul. It sounds very formulaic. Like,
man, it's just repetitive over and over again.
Like it's nothing new and different. Like she sounds like
man.
A couple of different other women artists that are doing that same trap soul kind
right.
of thing. You know, like it's alright. I mean, it's cool, but I'm gonna go with a low or myself, man. What about you?
Same, man. Because I'm like if I was. Because, you know, a lot of people feel differently, man. Like, some still love it, others don't. You know what I'm saying? So you almost have to just go 50-50 down and say, or, man. Because, you know, people love that stuff, man. And others like, man, why are they still doing this? It's same old, same old. So I had to give it or.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right, so let everybody know where they can hit you up, man, and check out the show and hit you up, man.
Man, we didn't. I've been at several places. No, just kidding. You can find me on Twitter at TheATrainSTL. You can find In The Zone at In The Zone Show. You can find out about our network stuff at NTZ Network on Twitter. And we got a lot of programs that's with us, man. Throw a little Girl Chat Sports, man. Awesome show out of Vegas, man. They talk about sports. They got this thing called Arms in the NFL. It's actually kind of funny, man, just hearing that. It's pretty dope. Two women talk sports, man. We got the Plugs in DC. They talk sports and they talk with many different people, man. And shout out to them at WERA 96.7, I think is where they at now, but they affiliated with us. So we also have the Carpet Commission Show, Real Take, No Holds Bar Sports. They in New England, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. They live on Mixler. I'm sorry. They on Friday nights. I don't think they have one this week, but if they are, then you would catch them 10 o'clock East, 10 o'clock Central, 11 on the East, And they go in, man, all the time on sports, especially what's going on up there in the Northeast. But they also follow everything that's going on in every realm of sports, baseball, basketball, football, hockey, soccer, man. They talking about it. And you can go to inthezonenetwork.wordpress.com for our website, man. That's where we usually post up all of our content. And, you know, also on podomatic.com. Also, we on iTunes, man. You can catch some of our past stuff on iTunes, man. So, find us. And player.fm. We've hit that too, man. My wife found out about that. I was like, oh, damn.
everywhere we at, they at. That's
yeah,
what
man.
All about.
So you can find us there, man. And yeah, shout out to Podomatic.com, man, for giving us a home. And you know, a lot of people been checking us out, man. You can check our latest episode with the Riverview Gardens basketball team, man. It's a dope interview, man. Like, I'm so serious. Three-part series. The 25th anniversary was March 17th. So, man, you got to check it out, man. They're good stories, man. Like, you get to hear about what happened the previous year and the championship run itself, man. It's a very dope interview. And
that's what's what was it, 90?
92.
Yeah, I remember that. I was 8th grade. So I went to Riverview. I mean, it was like when I was in school, I was at the junior high at the time. That was, man, when we went to state, that was like a big deal.
That's the only state title in basketball for them. So it's a
it
big
crazy.
Deal. It's a real big deal, man.
Did everybody go college out of there off of that team?
I talked to Palmer, man.
All of them did. Most of them, all of them did.
And talked to Palmer about it because he was the one that covered it. And but it's, I kid you not, man. You know something? That's a story behind everything that you don't really get to hear. Yeah. This is one of them, man. Like seriously, 25 years ago,
they had a lot of athletes on that.
Yes,
squad.
That's the one thing.
Y'all lost like one game, right?
One game, and it was two. Was it Webster? They said.
I can't think who
it was. It Webster Groves or something like that? It was somebody that, because they beat Vashon that year.
Man.
And
there was, I want to say that was the first time, at least in North County, that they ended up getting a shoe deal.
Wow.
With Reebok.
That team did.
Yeah, they you know, I mean, they gave him shoes or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know, at that time,
that was a big deal. Yeah,
like that was crazy.
A shoe deal. Like,
yeah, yeah. Dude. I can remember like it was yesterday because that's when Michigan was
the
big. Dude, they came out with the black socks, with the long shorts.
Oh, they was killing it.
Yeah. Dude. So it was like hearing about that and three great members of that team. You know, was able to talk about it. Man,
who y'all have?
We had Eric Simmons.
Yeah, I see him all the time.
Ken Wade, and then we had Herman
Clay. Yeah, I see him a lot. He played in a lot of the baseball leagues I play in.
Okay,
yeah, and Eric was cold in football. He was a quarterback.
Right. Yeah, and then that's what they talked about. You know, them coming over from football to playing basketball, starting like because they had lost some great athletes prior, you know, before then. And then they bringing in a new coach.
Yeah.
You know, that was, I'm telling you, that whole thing was
Coach
it was
Dutton.
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. And it's like, it's 45 minutes broken up into three parts, man. But I guarantee you will enjoy every minute of that, man, because it's such an intriguing story.
I'm about to check that out.
They had a lot of players. Raymond Dozier.
They talked about them all, man.
He was calling football.
Like,
most of them was football.
You'll get to hear about the championship game itself when they played against Raytown South. How it's probably one of the greatest comebacks in Missouri State high school basketball history. They was down 20 going into the fourth, and they won.
Wow.
And the game was televised. So,
dude, I remember seeing. I was like, dude, just you know, being like seventh grade, and you get to see like we stayed most of the guys stayed in the same neighborhood. I'm like, I see him every day, like you know, what I'm saying?
Bigger, they bigger than life at that point.
And so right, and you know them talking about it, and especially from Eric, Eric, I was like, man, I wasn't worried about that. And they was down 20.
Yeah.
You know, most cats, even when you in the NCAA tournament, you sitting there like 20 points.
Yeah, he stayed the next block over me. And, Eric was like that. He was just smooth. Like,
yeah, and he's, you know, real calm. And, and I mean, it was, I kid you not, it's one of the most intriguing stories that you'll ever hear, man. And you got to check it out.
Yeah.
I posted up on the website. I posted up on my page on Facebook and on Twitter, man. So, In the Zone is where it's at, man. We trying to do some big things. We got Atlanta coming up in the summer. And so if you have not checked out NTZ Network, we have a wonderful face by the name of Cecilia Towns, man. Wonderful young young lady, man, is going to be manning the Atlanta ship. Mostly in the South, man, and we get New York, too. And we about to get Los Angeles. So we going, as we say every time, city to city, state to state, worldwide.
Right.
This is the network. So that's what we doing, man.
Thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, not a problem, man. Oh, man, I miss it, man. Because back in, what, 2015, I was like, I was like a featured guest. I was like, it was.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad. You know, 2016, I didn't really get a chance to come through. But, you know, it's always good to come by and do the show with y'all.
Yeah, yeah, man. Rim, everybody know where they can hit you up at?
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the
same. You've been asking, when another mix coming, man?
I know. Actually, I'm building my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so it's going to be DJ Reminisce 10, because I always put 10.
That's another DJ Reminisce, right?
Yeah, he spelled his the same too.
Yeah, it's in Australia.
We talk a lot through Instagram or whatever. But
oh, see, I was like,
yeah, because it's like,
well, check you out.
Yeah,
is this the same dude that has the studio set up in his house and he does a big mix show in it or something like that?
Yep.
Man, yep. And he got his son to be with him at the time. Oh, yep. My God, man, yep. I seen that, and I was, like, intrigued by that.
Yeah, he cool people, too. He cool,
man.
Yeah.
I was like, and if you do what you do and love what you love, man, go ahead and do that.
Yeah. He spelled it the same way.
That's what I'm saying. That was crazy. That's what, okay.
And so it was a man that was telling me about that. So,
so I got the website. Hopefully I can be done with it, like, very soon, like the next probably 3 or 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
I got a little experience of building websites, but it's a whole different challenge, man.
Yeah.
What are you building it with?
I forgot the name WordPress. Of the site. No.
Wix.
No. Nope.
Squarespace.
Yep.
Squarespace.
Okay. Yeah.
I was finna, the next one to say was Weebly or something like this.
Squarespace. Yeah. I mean they got a lot of good templates you can just drop stuff.
Yeah.
That's good.
Man, thank y'all for listening. As always, email us, straightoilc@gmail.com, for the NJCC, National Jerry Curl Championships. Make sure, if you want to go to Facebook, you can vote on Facebook as well on the Stroud Lowcast fan page, or tweet us at straightoilc. They'll be up there with the pictures, and you're going to be able to
vote. We should get a trophy and send it to them, whoever wins.
You know what? That'd be dope. Yes. If they're alive. You know, I'm trying to think. We got some people that are not alive on
this. Yeah. Let's see who wins first.
Then
make that announcement.
Actually, right. You know what? We may do that. We may need to send that person the trophy.
Right, and then they had the video and put that bad boy on Instagram. You know what
there
I'm saying?
There we go. A video. That's a good idea. What? Thank y'all for listening. As always, we'll be back. Well, I don't even know if next week, but we'll be back soon. Peace.